You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Arizona's loss. Is Utah's gain. And we kick things off this afternoon, 4 o'clock at the Delta Center. Jeff Kaplan broadcasting live. It's, of course, right across the street here, Broadcast House, to welcome the new NHL team to Utah.
And let's be completely honest with ourselves right here. As excited as we are, the NHL players, their lives have been tipped upside down. Many of them were either drafted by the Arizona Coyotes or they chose in free agency to go live in Phoenix. They consciously made the decision to live there, move their family there. Now all of that has been thrown into absolute chaos. They have to move here. There's got to be some conflicting feelings there. That being said, I promise you, NHL players that are listening right now, you're going to love it here.
Well, this is from KSL Sports. JJ, that sounds like the team arriving here.
That is.
Wow.
I did get the airport terminal right off of a Delta flight here into town, and the reception they received, you can hear it there. Pretty awesome that people showed out today, and it's going to be bigger and better this afternoon at Delta Center starting at 4 o'clock. It's going to be awesome.
JJ, that sounded like more than just a handful of people. Who showed up?
But my understanding is a lot of youth hockey players and their families. So that's not even like the general public showing up. And that was how big of a crowd they got. So you could hear it. There was not like 10 people showing up with, you know what I mean? There was probably 1,000 kids there with posters and jerseys ready to sign. And the players got right off the plane and went right to the fans, which was pretty cool to see. But great reception there at the airport, and can't wait to see what happens tonight. It's going to be crazy.
Well, and it really is. It's a community coming together. We always do this in Utah, no matter what it is, rain or shine, we're there. Ryan Smith, as you know, spoke to our colleague here at KSL, JJ, Sam Farnsworth, about the NHL and the team being a community asset.
It's a little daunting. Mm-hmm. I mean, the deal was daunting to get to this point, but it's all happened quick, and I think everyone's just going to take a deep breath and say, okay, we got to do this. But at the same time, we've got a big summer of basketball. And but we've got a lot of people in this community want to help. We're not going to be able to do it alone. This is a community asset. It's for everyone. And we're going to use everyone. Like, we need everyone's help.
JJ and Alex on the line with us. Of course, you can hear them every afternoon from 3 to 6 on KSL Sports Zone. They are going to need a lot of help. It sounds like they already have a lot of support in the way of ticket sales. People are getting really excited about this, or the potential for ticket sales.
Almost 30,000 season ticket deposits. And by deposits, you have to put down $100 as a deposit. This is not just people saying, hey, I'm interested. This is people that are already willing to pay money just to be on a list. 30,000, the place is only going to seat 16.5 next year. Once the renovations are done, they're going to get it into about 17.3, 17.5. And you already know you have double capacity interest. And everybody's fired up for this. There's no doubt that they're going to fill that. And I've also learned that very little of that is Utah Jazz season ticket crossover. That's an entirely new fan base, a new marketplace here of sports fans in Utah that want to support this hockey team. It's not like Jazz season ticket holders getting on the board too. This is a new group of fans. It shows you that this market is capable of supporting multiple pro sports franchises. It's just another example of that.
That is an incredible development. I assumed, because Ryan Smith had talked about that, there was going to be some preference to Jazz season ticket holders. Some of those rumors were going out there. But, a fresh set of fans, a different market, that's a game changer for this place.
No doubt about it. And it's pretty cool to see that. When there was a lot of questions about whether or not we could do that. I think a lot of people nationally, I saw some, national talking heads saying, why would they give Utah another franchise? How's that going to work? Well, I think we're proving it now, and people here are proving it now. Yeah. What you saw at the airport this morning is proving it. What you're going to see tonight is proving it. And when they drop the puck in the end of September, early October, when that team plays its first game, that place is going to be unbelievable. And it's a testament to people here, like Ryan saying, people will show up and people will support. And I think we're seeing that right now. And I'm glad, and I think everybody should be fortunate. You can have your opinions on Ryan Smith, that's fine, but you can't question this, that he gets it. He's doing all this. He's not doing it to make money or to, you know, I don't know. He's not doing it for himself. He really, truly is doing it for this place because he cares about it, and he wants to see this place reach its potential, and you're starting to see that.
JJ, what do you know about this afternoon's event over there at the Delta Center? I had read somewhere that it might be giving away some tickets or some preseason tickets. You know anything about that?
Yeah, I believe there's 5,000 vouchers. I mean, I'm not
right.
going to put a number on
no,
that.
No, I think I read 5,000.
Is it 5,000 vouchers for preseason game?
Yeah.
So that's part of the giveaways, and this is going to hook everybody. Free J-Dogs.
What?
Oh,
so,
I
don't know what Utah is not going to turn down a free J-Dog. You better get down to Delta Center.
I might be staying downtown all afternoon for that. That's awesome. Are they going to get to meet the players?
So at 4 o'clock, everybody's going to come out and party on the on the portal, and if you like adult beverages, they're going to have those as well. So you got J-Dogs and that other part too.
Wow.
And then once 5:30, the event's going to start. They're going to open the doors. Fans can go inside. That's where you're going to hear from the head coach Andre Turini, GM Bill Armstrong, Ryan Smith, and a couple players. And so everyone's going to get a chance to go inside the arena, right around the ice, and cheer and welcome this team onto the ice for the first time. And it's going to be amazing.
JJ. Thanks. Best of luck. I know it's going to be an exciting environment there. That's where we're going to be there at KSL News Radio. Look forward to your show. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
JJ, can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, JJ and Alex, you guys do such a great job. We so appreciate you jumping on the air here with our fans. Our fans of the D2 show. No. KSL Sports Zone from 3 to 6 every weekday on 97.5 FM. Just don't tell these players that it's going to be like 93 today in Phoenix, and we're be lucky to maybe get. Oh, we're at 72 right now.
Yeah, 81 is the high. It's going to be beautiful today.
Don't tell them our fake spring returns tomorrow, or like we get hit by that again tomorrow where the temperature dips, but it's going to be beautiful here. They're going to love it here.
They're hockey players. They're fine. They're tough.
They're going to love the fan base. They already love the fan base. Good job getting out there. You said you saw a picture of Mayor Aaron Mendenhall. Was that? Oh.
Yeah, there's videos out there. It seems like all the youth hockey kids showed up.
That's awesome.
Well done.